going to change subjects now. All right, this is Sunday morning, 2/13/22. This is the Learning to Flow in the Supernatural. We're going to look at part two of the Office of the Prophet. All right, Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, He that ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. As I was reading this, the Lord kind of gave me a picture. I was thinking about the White Christmas, you know, where the wartime, where they were honoring the general. And the point is, without our generals, I mean, the sergeants can do a pretty good job out in the field, can't they? But they got to have orders from the top brass. They've got to have people in leadership to be able for everything to successfully go from the top to the bottom and be a success. It's the same way in the church. Right here in the Strong's, prophets mean to bear forward or produce. To bear forward. What do they bear forward? God's plan, of course. Prophets speak for God. Okay, we're going to look at some things. Amos 3:7 says this, Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. So God's not doing anything in the earth that he has not spoken to the prophets about. Yeah? All right, servants here just means a bondman. You know, it's sad that so many of the prophets were treated so badly, especially in the Old Covenant. If the people didn't like what they said, then they'd just kill them or whatever, especially the leaders. I would caution you today, prophets speak for God. They may not even understand the meaning of what God is having them speak. If you don't understand, then ask God. Who is speaking actually to reveal it to you? It's God speaking through them, not them personally giving their opinion. See, there's a lot of prophets that say a lot of things that I don't necessarily agree with, but I'm going to be very careful about saying they're wrong, because prophets are like the sand on the seashore, just like any of the other gifts. There's diversities all through all five ministry gifts. There's millions of teachers and pastors and evangelists, prophets, apostles. There are. Maybe unrealized or unrecognized, but I believe there are. All right. I'm making it a priority of mine to not speak against any prophet that speaks, because they only have a portion of the whole picture. God is the only one that knows it all. See, we all have parts. We're like a body. We are a part in the body, but when we're all together, we make a complete picture. When you put all the prophets together, they kind of begin to make more sense than just one out there saying something. Yeah, okay. The prophet is God's spokesperson. It is not their own personal word or revelation, but God is revealing through them. They are simply a messenger. In the Old Covenant, they treated God's prophets badly, especially those on the wrong side of things. They feared man over God. To mock the prophets is to mock God. I want to read. I just said this to you. Prophets are like the sand of the sea in their diversity and personality. So you can't judge a prophet by their cover for sure, from just what you see on the outside. All right, 1 Kings 18 is the first scripture I want to look at. Now I know, you know, there's been teachings done on prophets, you know, have these certain gifts operating in their life, and I don't discount that, but I know there are prophets in the Bible that didn't do any of that. John the Baptist was a prophet. I don't know that he had any gifts operating in his life. I mean, he was the forerunner of Jesus. But he was proclaiming God's message, right? Okay. All right. 1 Kings 18. So I don't think you can put him in a box and say, this is the way it is, cut and dried. I don't think so. Just like when I found out, I remember hearing this lady talking about some prophets or scribes. And I thought, that's how the Lord speaks to me. I write it down. And then the other day I heard this lady, she said, when I'm worshiping the Lord begins to give me things and I just sit and write it down. And I thought, yeah, most definitely. God uses prophets in different ways. Some have the big, booming, flowery, announced voice to bring the thus saith the Lord, you know, that everybody gets the goosebumps. But not everybody's like that. Not every prophet's the same. 1 Kings 18:1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Syria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. And Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land, unto all fountains of waters, and unto all brooks, peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beast. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, art thou that, my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, what have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. It shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee with it whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal and then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put up no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put up no fire under. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the Lord that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. There's a lot of prophets out there, but I'm telling you this, I ain't never seen none of them do nothing like this. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for you are many. And call on the name of your gods, put no fire under. Do you realize that this is the same spirit we're dealing with today? This corruption we're talking about? Same thing. Same. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. Now you know all their blood sacrifice and all the mess they do. You know what it's all about. This is Baphomet. Call him Baal, Molech, Baphomet, all the same. In fact, when that portal was open, they said out of the center on the stage, someone dressed like Baphomet walked out through the portal onto the stage in the reenactment. And it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. He put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, excuse me, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. They did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. They did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, that thou hast turned their heart back again. And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God, the Lord, he is God, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let none, not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Quite a demonstration. That's the only thing that they would hear. That's the only thing that would impress them, as they've seen their God at work. All right. We need some prophets today, don't we? But, you know, Elijah, he's one of these that the next day, Jezebel threatens him and he takes off running. So he was under the power of God and the anointing of God right here. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow this time. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. This is where he goes in the cave and he begins to boo-hoo. I'm the only one left. All right. Quite a show. I'm just trying to see, let you see here a little bit of the prophetic office. I'll continue reading 1 Kings 19 here. It says in verse 4, and he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his head, and he did eat and drink and laid him down again. This is what happens when you get tired. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of the meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. I'd like some of that. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thine altars and slain the prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces of rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Sound like they had weather warfare then too, huh? And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in the end of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because of the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi thou shalt anoint to be king over Israel. Hey, he's establishing a new government here. Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Mahola shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. It shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. Him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. You see him working together? Isn't that cool? Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. Our whole government's going away. I don't care who's running for what. It's all going away. God has raised up 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he was the 12th, and Elijah passed him by and cast his mantle upon him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. So he starts his training. All right. All right, now flip over to 2 Kings. Elisha was nothing like Elijah. Different times, different places, different purposes. All right, 2 Kings 2. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. The sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that two went over on dry ground. It came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had spent in the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. When the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. They came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Now they're going to go look for Elijah. They ain't going to find him. All right. Verse 23 here. It says, And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thy bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Yeah, that's what I mean about talking bad about the prophets. I wouldn't. Even if it doesn't sound like they know what they're talking about. We don't know what God said to them. We don't know what they know. We all just know a little. All right? Big difference in personalities, big differences in delivery. But God's anointing's on both. They're different ways. Okay, let's keep going here. Chapter 4 here. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. I think this is the woman that her husband hid the prophets in the cave and fed them with bread and water, I think. Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. These remind me of the things like Jesus did, like the water into wine and the multiplication of the food. So he went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God and said, Go sell the oil and pay thy debt and live thou and thy children of the rest. Okay, chapter 5. Verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. The king of Syria said, Go to, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man doth send me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, see how he seeketh the quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. If it was Elijah, it probably would have been. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. His servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, Shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules, burdens of earth for thy servant? Will henceforth offer neither burnt offerings nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord? In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when thy master doth, or thy master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant Elisha, the man of God, said, Behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, Is all well? And he said, All is well. My master hath sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets, given them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and 2 changes of garments. And Naaman said, Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. Do you think he didn't know he was that way? And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. And he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, Whence camest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, Went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? It is a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and manservants. The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence as a leper, white as snow. Yeah. Even then they had to deal with wolves in sheep's clothing in ministry. All right, this is why we must be open-minded concerning the prophets. They, like the apostle and any other gift, should not be put into a box. These two have power gifts operating in their lives, but other prophets do not. There are categories of major prophets and minor prophets in the Old Testament. Old Testament prophets were different in some respects from New Testament prophets. Under the Old Covenant, it was in line to go and seek out the prophet to receive instruction from the Lord. Under the New Covenant, however, it is not. The Holy Ghost lives inside of every believer, and we are to seek Him, not the prophets. Romans 8:14. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not by prophets. New and Old Testament prophets operate in the word of knowledge, a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning certain facts in the mind of God. These facts are past or present and can be about people, places, or things. New and Old Testament prophets operate in the word of wisdom, a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning certain facts in the mind of God, and these are all pertaining to the future. Word of knowledge, past and present. Word of wisdom, future. These two gifts go hand in hand with the prophet's office. They speak for God and it is supernatural. All right, I want to look at the gifts of the Spirit right quick. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. One is discerning of spirits. When he saw Gehazi go and do what he did, discerning the spirits. It's seeing into the world of spirits. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, it's real common for a prophecy to come forth to contain a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and prophecy. It could tell past, present, future. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh the one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as his will. So these are not our gifts. These are the Holy Ghost's gifts. And He uses a person as He wills with His gifts. We can't say, well, we have the gift of prophecy, or we have the this, or we have the that. No, the gifts of the Spirit are not ours to own. They are the Holy Ghost's gifts. He'll prompt whoever, whenever. It's according to His will. All right, I want to read to you here. This is The Holy Spirit and His Gifts by Kenneth E. Hagin. There are 9 manifestations of the Spirit, and they are usually divided into these categories. We're just going to skim over these today. Maybe we'll get into them next week. The 3 revelation gifts. They reveal something. It's the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. The 3 power gifts, they that do something. The gift of faith, the working of miracles, and the gift of healing. There is no gift of discernment. I've heard that till I go, no such thing. Okay. The 3 utterance gifts, they say something. Prophecy, divers kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Okay. All right, that's all I'm going to do today on that.